Most scientists work for little money and die poor. Some scientists work for a lot of money and die anyway. This episode is about one of the rich ones, Alfred Nobel. Alfred Nobel was born sometime in the past and died sometime afterwards. Alfred followed in the footsteps of his father, Emmanuel, and became an inventor. But where his father invented plywood, Alfred invented dynamite. Fortunately for Alfred's fortune, people love things that explode, from armies to Michael Bay, and therefore Nobel was very, 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 very rich. When Alfred was 43 years old, he decided he needed a woman. However, unfortunately for him, the internet hadn't been invented yet, so he wasn't quite sure where to start. He tried to sign up for some night classes, such as sewing, wicker furniture making, and 10-pin bowling, but was unable to find a suitable lady at such an event. While reading through the comics in his favourite newspaper, he happened to notice that it contained a personal section, and decided to put in an ad. It read, "A very wealthy, cultured, elderly gentleman living in Paris desires to find a lady also of mature years, familiar with languages, as a secretary and manager of his household." Interestingly, I tried using the exact same ad some time ago in order to meet women. I didn't have much success, however. They tended to leave me after they discovered that I wasn't wealthy. Or cultured. Anyway, eventually Alfred's ad was answered by a hot 33-year-old Austrian woman called Bertha Kinski. She accepted the ad thinking that it was a genuine job offer, but soon realized that Nobel was up to something a little more naughty, when one day he asked her if she was fancy free. She lasted 1 week before running off with her boyfriend, who we will assume was a tall, dark underwear model. Not too long after, he hooked up with a woman called Sophie Hess, a hot 20-year-old Austrian, which just goes to show you that money really can buy happiness. Nobel was so infatuated with her that he set her up with apartments in Germany, Vienna, and Paris. He wanted to transform her into a cultured woman, whereas she wanted to transform him into a sugar daddy. The infatuation eventually wore off, and Nobel tried to break up with her a few times. She cleverly managed to block his breakup attempts by saying, "No, give me more money." He eventually became so obsessed with her that when she later got pregnant and married to another man, yes, in that order, he kept sending her money. One fine summer's day, I assume, Alfred was sitting down reading his newspaper, and he came across his own obituary. Now, this would come as a shock to anybody, but in Alfred's case it was even worse, because the title of the obituary was, "The Merchant of Death is Dead." You see, remember at the start of the podcast when I mentioned that Alfred Nobel was the inventor of dynamite? He actually had fairly noble, pun intended, intentions. He thought that his beloved dynamite would be used to clear roads, dig tunnels, and mine mines. Apparently, he never considered the fact that explosives can also be used to place cannonballs inside people's heads. Consequently, dynamite was used more for destroying things rather than building things. Who would have thought? The article actually stated, "Dr. Alfred Nobel, who became rich by finding ways to kill more people faster than ever before, died yesterday." An obvious error, because Alfred Nobel wasn't scheduled to die for another 8 years. You see, what had actually happened was that Alfred's brother Ludwig had died, and in true media fashion, the newspapers had managed to write about the wrong brother. Personally, I think that Merchant of Death is a pretty badass title, but Alfred Nobel wasn't so impressed. In one of the most expensive PR moves of all time, he donated the equivalent of $200 million in order to fund the Nobel Prizes. The prizes were designed to promote and reward those people who actively furthered the cause of humanity. Of course, in reality, they were only designed to improve and restore Nobel's reputation. This has actually worked fairly well, except for times when people like me come along and spoil it. The Nobel Prizes are famous world over, as are some of its recipients, such as Marie Curie, who received the Nobel Prize for discovering that radiation does not in fact grant superpowers. The prizes are awarded in 5 different categories. Physics, fair enough. Chemistry, also fair enough. Peace, a little bit wussy, but I'll let that one pass. Literature, otherwise known as how many other ways can we say the same thing, and don't even get me started on philosophy. What the more observant and good-looking of you may have noticed is that there is no prize for mathematics. What could have possibly spurned Nobel so much as to ignore one of the most prestigious, beautiful, and important field in all of the world as maths? My theory is that he's an idiot, but other people have their own ideas. One of these theories is that Nobel's wife had an affair with a mathematician. This is actually implausible for 2 reasons. The first is that nobody has affairs with mathematicians, and the second is that Alfred Nobel was never married. Some other possible reasons could be that, at the time, King Oscar II of Sweden already had a prize for mathematics, so why bother creating a second one? Which really just sounds like a little bit of laziness to me. Another idea was that Nobel felt that mathematics was too theoretical and wasn't really able to provide practical benefits for mankind. It's also been suggested by historians that Alfred Nobel simply didn't give a crap about maths. Needless to say, millions of mathematicians around the world have been severely disappointed by this omission. There are other ways for mathematicians to win money, such as the Millennium Prizes. Of course, the chances of somebody actually managing to win one of these is about as likely as me winning the World Heavyweight Boxing Champions in the female division. But you didn't come here for theories. You came here for the real reason that Nobel did not award a prize for mathematicians. But the sad fact of the matter is, I can't give you one. All there are at this stage are rumors and ideas. But if anybody ever does come up to you and ask why there isn't a prize for mathematics, you just look them in the eye and say, probably because of something that you said. Regardless, I think it's fairly fair to assume that Nobel is the enemy of mathematicians everywhere. So the next time you're in Sweden, make sure you visit his grave and give it a hefty kick. It can be found in the Northern Cemetery, Stockholm, section KV4A, grave number 170. My name's Adam Van Langenberg, and for more episodes of Mathematical Punch-Ons, check the iTunes store.